The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
This fourth quarter, thanks to Harvey Norman.
Bucky, we spoke earlier in the quarter about it'd be interesting to see if the Blues can fight it out. They've certainly done that. They haven't stopped running. They haven't stopped trying to use the footy. You can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to switch the play, move the St Kilda defenders. And again, from McGovern, he could have blazed away. Disciplined team stuff, got it to Noone. So, look, good effort. And, you know, to get within three goals of a game, really, where for probably 75% of it, St Kilda have actually dominated, is not a bad effort.
Fair call, Nildy. 18 points. And they've kicked the last three goals of the game. After the Saints kicked the first two in this quarter to blow the margin up to 35 points, the Blues have fought it out well. They're not going to get anything for their efforts, but some positive signs. So 40 seconds left before the Saints fans can enjoy and go marching in their third win of the year. Underway again in the middle. Billings, handball to Ross. Long runs off half back. Maybe one more chance for a score as they go to Steele on centre wing. Steele out wide to the leading Membry. Jones closed him. Good closing speed. Got a fist on it. Gresham did the mopping up work and went backwards to Billings. The Saints know they got it. They're probably not that interested in scoring. They're just holding the ball. Billings kicks a high long ball to half forward. Pack of players sit under it. Big fist came from behind. It might have been the meat. And got a big fist over the boundary line. That might be pretty close to the last play. Thursday night, big weekend ahead on K-Rock Footy. Tomorrow night, the Bombers and the Magpies. The Magpies without Jeremy Howe and, of course, no steel side bottom. Suspended for 4 weeks for the COVID breach throughout the week when he was found, well, with not too many clothes on in Williamstown. When I heard it, I thought Heath Buck was out. I've got to be worried about you, Bucky. But it was still side bottom. Hunter Clark's made some errors tonight. McGovern to Cripps. Siren is imminent as the Blues stream forward. They're out of time, out of luck, and the Saints will take the Bickies. They've been pretty good tonight, and in the end, they run out winners by 18 points. St Kilda moved to 3 wins and 2 losses and into the top four. Saints go marching in. 8-7-55 Carlton. They came home, but not enough, because the winners tonight, St Kilda, were 11-7-73. The margin in the end was 18 points, and the Saints, as I said, moved to 3 wins and 2 losses. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Mark Neil, just a quick word before we take a break. St Kilda, impressive for 3.5 quarters, I reckon. They moved the ball beautifully. There was just a period there where the Blues made a charge in that third quarter.
Yeah, that's probably a really good call, Chuck. I just felt, and I said it towards the end, I thought for probably more than 3 quarters of the game, St Kilda were the better team. And you look up and they've got to within 18 points.
Let's go down to the broadcaster, Dan Hannabury, with Kenling.
Unfortunately, it's a little bit tight there, so hopefully it's not too bad.
Frustrating, because you're covering the ground really well and form's been excellent. You must be frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I had a pretty good run at it for a while, probably since the back end of last year in terms of sessions and games. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it was covering the ground pretty well in the first half, like the rest of the mids for our side. So we've got some fair bit of depth, though, as we showed today, so hopefully some guys can come in.
Really impressive performance from the team. The ball movement through the middle of the ground, especially early. Must be pleased with the result.
Yeah, it is. I think sometimes we probably shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit and go too quick, but guys are a bit excited. But no, overall, it was a really pleasing performance. Some of those young guys are starting to get some really quality experience into them now, and it's going to be really pleasing going forward.
Thanks so much for having a chat with us. All the best with the recovery, mate. Thanks, Hannes.
Cameron Ling down there with Daniel Hannabury. Players post-match comments for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun? We've had a bit of that tonight. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Bucky, quick one before the break.
Yeah, just around the grounds in the NRL, those of you that follow the Melbourne Storm. They had a big win tonight, 27-25, Chuck, over the Sydney Roosters. Huge win for the Melbourne Storm.
Back downstairs, Jack Steele now with Kamling.
Paddy Cripps, obviously set yourself for it. How did you see it going tonight?
Well, initially it was only a starting point. It wasn't a plan for the game, so I was doing well early and Russ wanted to keep it, so, yeah.
You clearly with a starting point, then you had the mindset where you still had to go and hunt the footy yourself and
yep.
Found heaps of it.
Absolutely. Obviously, I've been tagging the last couple of years and there was a few games earlier in the season where I didn't have a role and I struggled to get the footy, so using it as a starting point helps me get involved in the game, I guess.
When Paddy went forward, you're more comfortable staying around the middle of the ground, just swap it over?
Absolutely, it's just a stoppage and sort of the bobble, I guess, and then he sort of gets soaked up in the rest of the team defence.
When you're doing a job on like Paddy Cripps, it must be nice having Rowan Marshall in the ruck. What a game that he had tonight.
Yeah, he's unreal. He's a great asset to our midfield, and yeah, we're glad he's doing what he's doing.
Well, I love the battle. Well done tonight. I don't know which way the points. You get the points for the first half. He fought back a little bit, but I think in the end the scoreboard gives you the win.
Yeah,
well done,
that's
mate.
Fair enough.
Great job.
Appreciate it.
Well done.
That was Jack Steele downstairs with Cameron Ling. Thanks to the host broadcast. I said players post-match comments for Geelong Marine World. We'll get a quick breakaway and come back with hopefully an interview from the dressing rooms. The Saints too good tonight. They beat the Blues by 18 points. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly. Blues be gone. Let's lift the lid, crank the gas, and fire up some Barbie tunes. Find out which sizzling hot track is the Barbie tune of the day during breakfast weekdays. Then listen out for your chance to win your very own Webecue family pack worth over $1,000. There's no shrimps on the Barbie, just big juicy cuts of tasty tunes. K-Rock's Fireplaces and Barbecues. Geelong's only Weber Specialist Dealer. 99 West Fyan Street, Newtown.
At home, on the work site, in the office, there are some big cleaning problems you just don't want to deal with.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Steamatic has real solutions to your cleaning problems. Graffiti removal, kitchen canopy cleaning, blasting services, or the big industrial jobs, they're equipped to handle it all. Steamatic, a standout job every time and on standby when you need them most.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.au.
Hello, I'm Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season.
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly.
Pretty happy mob down in the Saints rooms. They win by 18 points. We've moved into the fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Just having a look quickly at the goal kickers. Butler did his job again. He got two as the small forward. Jaron Geary, as Cass labelled him, the John Coleman medalist without doubt this year. Kicked two in the first quarter, the wrecking ball, and then all singles apart from that. For the Blues, there was only one multiple goal scorer. It was Will Setterfield in the third quarter, and he did his best to get his team back into action. We are hoping to get a post-match interview. Always difficult in these times, but we're hoping to get a St Kilda player on the phone. As soon as we do, we'll head back down there. But a chance maybe, Mark Neal, for you to tell us what you thought of tonight's game. And at the end of that, perhaps give us your Steamatic standout player of the game.
Sure. Well, a lot to like for the Saints, Chuck, is what I got out of the game. I really liked the way they started. We did talk about their ball movement. We mentioned it a lot throughout the call. They moved the footy really quickly, and they seemed to be comfortable doing that. We heard Hannabury at the end there talk about sometimes they can be their worst enemy by moving it a little bit too quickly. That'll something the senior players and the coaching group will work with them on. But I was really, really impressed with St Kilda. Some of the highlights for me was their half-back line. I thought they were great. They rebounded the footy with precision. They did it at speed. They've got some young players back there, you know, Wilkie, Caulfield, these types of guys that seem to, if tonight's anything to go on, they'll be around for quite a while causing headaches to opposition. Their work in the middle of the ground, led by Marshall and then Steele, I thought they did really well. And they've got a bright future forward. King looks a very likely type, and there are a couple of couple of inside 50s that were kicked to his advantage, and you just thought there is no way he's going to drop this, and he just goes up and clunks it. That said, on the other side, the Blues, you know, they fought it out. There's some maturity there to get within three goals. It's actually quite surprising. Again, I've said that a couple of times, to look up and think, gee, I think St Kilda dominated the game. They've won by 18 points. That doesn't seem quite right. They didn't have it all their way in the second half. Game was done and dusted really at half time. When you look back, that St Kilda had done enough in that first half to to withstand a comeback.
Thank you, Mark Neal, for your thoughts. So your Steamatic standout, because I know we're going to get an interview and that'll take us sort of out. So there was a lot of good players tonight, but I'll be interested who you've awarded the Steamatic standout player of the game.
Well, given that I was under immense pressure from yourself, Darren, it sort of ebbed and flowed, and you went from Caulfield, and then you were trying to tell me it was Wilkie, and then you thought Steele was going. And I've actually finished with Marshall. I thought that, okay, that's where the game started and finished. I thought he was fantastic. Whether or not he played against Pitt Net or Pitt Nay, you guys will fight that out in the car on the way home. But I just thought he was absolutely outstanding. So for mine, he is the standout player of the evening. Steamatic. In fact,
standout. Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Rowan Marshall is the standout. Bucky, just whilst we are waiting for our post-match interview downstairs, maybe time to have a look on the Kerr's Hire stat sheet. And we've just awarded the Steamatic standout. Just start with Rowan Marshall, if you could.
19 disposals, 7 clearances, 3 marks, 22 hit-outs. These hit-outs to advantage were in favour of Pitt Net for the night, but Marshall's ability to work around the ground and get involved was exceptional. So he thoroughly deserves that Steamatic player of the game. Just want to run through a couple of other stat winners, Chuck, before we get down to our interview.
Yes, keep going, Bucky.
Yeah, look, the team stats that have evened up after half time, but the damage, as Nealty said, had already been done. St Kilda won the clearances by 4, the tackle count by 1. They had a little bit more of the ball, so 21 more disposals, had 6 more marks, and they had 1 more contested possession. So, yeah, that was probably just in the end, that 18 point lead, probably. The 18-point win, sorry, probably flattered Carlton in the end, although they did fight back. Individually, Billings 23. Not huge ball winners tonight in this game. Shortened quarters will have an impact on that. So Billings 23, still exceptional, particularly up until halftime. 23 touches, 4 clearances, and more importantly, 9 tackles. He had more tackles than anyone else on the ground. In fact, the next best tackler on the ground was Mark Pittnett for the Blues with 5. So, outstanding performance by the former Giant. Seb Ross, who had Kerno for company early, worked his way into the game with 21 touches. Caulfield, outstanding down back, 20 touches. Mentioned Marshall with 19. Wilkie faded, but he was exceptional, particularly in that first quarter, end up with 18 and 5 marks. Butler did the damage in front of the big sticks. Lively again, 2 goals, 1, 13 touches. Hanbury, 13. Gresham, 13. Long, 12. Patton, 12. Loney, 12. And Battle, 12. Kick 1 goal, 2. Battle. Couple of quieter players. I thought King was good early. 6 disposals and 2 marks and 2 goals. And Geary surprised back it up forward, that defensive role on Doherty. 6 disposals and 2 goals. So we might get down to Dean Kent and come back maybe with some Carlton stats in a second.
Yeah, we've got a few stats in the head-to-head to wrap up. But Dean Kent for the Saints, who kicked a magnificent goal in the last quarter. What a bomb that was. Has been kind enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Dean, it's Darren Berry, Ben Casanelia, Mark Neild and Heath Buck. First of all, congratulations on the win. And what about that left foot 50 metre bomb?
Yeah, g'day fellas, how are you? Yeah, it's one's a good get off the screws and hit it pretty sweet, so happy with that.
And then the downside, you had the next shot, and I said, oh, we'll shut the door, lock this one away. And that's footy, though, isn't it? You get some and you miss some. But forgetting about your goal kicking, you played well again tonight, but you must be really enjoying playing in this team. They're moving the ball so quickly, and another really positive performance by the Saints.
Yeah, it's really exciting times. Obviously, coming in last week and playing my role there and coming out today and getting another win. But, yeah, like you said, the ball movement's awesome. And with all our small forwards kind of nipping around, and we got some nice tools down there that can juke it as well. But I think everyone's on the same page, and it's good to get the wins and get the confidence in the group.
probably all starts in the middle, and we've just up here given Rowan Marshall our best on the ground. I thought he was outstanding in the ruck tonight. He's growing with each performance, isn't he? And he's a real premier ruckman in the comp. He can get forward and do damage, but he's providing first use to those midfielders.
Yeah, as you've seen last year, he was trying to really hit me straps in the ruck, and with Big Paddy coming in our side this year to give him a bit of a chop out, but Paddy's been managed, and Rose really stepped up and yeah, given our mids first use. But like you said, he can push forward and kick goals for us as well. So he's a really important player, and he's someone that's going to keep growing game by game.
Mm. Dean, Mark Neild here. Congratulations on the win, and fantastic to see you out there running around.
Hey, Neildy. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, mate, tell me what it's like to have someone like Jarryn Geary. You spoke earlier about the number of small forwards. When your inspirational skipper gets back into the side and bobs up in your territory, can you just talk us about when you knew he was going to go forward and the role that he was assigned tonight?
Yeah, well, when we kind of done main training, well, it wasn't really main training this week, but when we got through training and Gears put his hand up and said, yeah, I'm ready to go, we kind of targeted Doherty. Obviously, he's a real important player for them and someone that can bounce the ball off half back. So, as soon as Gears put his hand up, we knew that he was going to go to that role. But, yeah, speak about spiritual leader and someone that you just want to play under and play for. He's just awesome. And, you know, he kicked a couple of goals and took a few great marks. But, you know, he's just in the team. He doesn't care what he does. He just wants to put his heart and soul on the line and do everything he can to help the team win. So all the boys in this room just love him, and it's good to see him out here and get through unscathed. So we're looking forward to having him for the next couple of months and throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, oh, excellent description. That's certainly the way that it looked from up here, and you did rally around him, and he certainly gave your team a lift. Another one from me would be, Carlton did come at you in the second half, and I think for us, we spoke about there seemed to be a level of maturity as well as some excitement about your team. Are you able to tell us, when the Blues did get that run on, I think they got to within three goals there before three-quarter time, what was the talk like and things like that out on the ground amongst your teammates?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we kind of expect that they were going to come out and throw a few punches. Obviously, a disappointing first half for them. But we've been working a lot in the headspace of getting everyone on the same page and making sure we don't kind of drop our heads or do anything that can kind of dwell on the team. So obviously, starting with our skipper, he kind of keeps his head up. But as a group, we've been working really hard because we've had some wins last year and we lost it by a kick or 10 points. So we're kind of really focusing on that and making sure we get them wins. But, all the 22. And obviously the bench, the coaches on the bench as well, just educating us through how we can kind of get through it and how we can work through it. It's been good. And it's good to, keep coaching that and keep practicing that, because as the games get tighter and as the season goes on, we might need them wins more than we do. So that's important. It's good.
Dean, one last one before we let you go. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Nick Caulfield, real developing player for your team and within the AFL. But can you talk us through his hair? It's like an 80s game show host sort of style or Dirty Dancing. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a sort of a really strange mop he's running with.
Yeah, it's definitely a home cut. So he cuts it himself, so it probably explains a lot. But it's just one of the no fuss kids that gets his job done and doesn't care what he looks like. So he just does his own thing, and that's good. He's got a bit of swagger about him, so it's good to see.
Dean, just before we let you go, we've got a little surprise. I don't think we've ever done this before on K-Rock Footy, but if you just got 30 seconds, I don't reckon you've ever heard a goal described like this, and we'd just like to play it to you and you can give us your report card. Brian, push the button, please.
When things aren't going his way, he's playing a position where you can have quiet days. He'll kick from 51. He hoists a long, long, long
luscious
ball!
Luscious.
That was a luscious goal!
Luscious goal, Dean. I don't think we've ever called a luscious goal, but that was your left boot that probably put the nail in the coffin.
That's an awesome call. That's a great. Might have to tune in and have a listen again. That's bloody awesome. So, thanks for that.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Dean, for joining us post-match. And good luck to the Saints. Things are going well.
Cheers, fellas. Enjoy. See you later.
Dean Kent downstairs, one of the prime movers up forward, and he sounds like he's really enjoying his footy. Seems like a lovely lad, and he enjoyed the luscious goal.
He did. He's probably just handed the phones on and said, what's going on up there?
K-Rock. K-Rock, are they in the hub?
And then he tunes in over the weekend and we're talking about the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Or Larrabee lurking like he did in the offices at Control.
That's why I love working on K-Rock footy. We're going to get our final breakaway and then Bucky can come back and give us the Hamlin hanger and the APCO services. We'll have one little quick look at the Cats and the Suns. It's a big weekend on K-Rock. Bombers and Maggies tomorrow night. Cats and Suns Saturday and the Demons and the Tigers to round out a big round five. The Saints are marching in. They win here tonight by 18 points on Live Breathe. K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly. Winter blues be gone. Let's lift the lid, crank the gas, and fire up some Barbie tunes. Find out which sizzling hot track is the Barbie tune of the day during breakfast weekdays. Then listen out for your chance to win your very own Weber-Q family pack worth over $1,000. There's no shrimps on the Barbie, just big juicy cuts of tasty tunes. K-Rock's Classic fireplaces and barbecues. Geelong's only Weber specialist dealer. 99 West Fyan Street, Newtown.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season.
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Warri Lilly, Geelong's multi-award winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St. Catherine of the Siena Primary, 3 childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warrilily.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly.
Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, bringing you the fifth quarter. And I may have missed one last time. Our post-match player comments helped me out, Bucky. Of course, let me just flick through my sheet here and find, of course, Geelong Marine World. I was using them after the game when we had the audio from the broadcaster. But it was great to have Dean Kent for Geelong Marine World.
I liked him.
Cruising, fishing and fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Nice time too. A little bit chilly, but there's been some nice days. Now, Bucky, to wrap us up tonight,
yes,
we've had a couple of really good highlights tonight. Benny called about 5 APCO service station goals. I'm not sure which one you've gone with.
He sort of pushed you out of the way when those exciting parts were coming up, I saw.
Buck, he did, didn't he? He's back.
Oh, no.
Although I think I might have snuck in for the Hamlin hanger, but I'll leave that with you, okay, Bucky, to decide.
So we will start. Let's have a look, Chuck. We will start with the Hamlin hanger.
Okay.
So that's
have you
a
forgotten?
Great sponsor.
Oh, right. Yes, of course they are.
Can you read it out, please, Chuck? You've got all the material.
You were searching. I was searching. Hamlin has built itself an outstanding reputation for functionality, beautifully finished homes. I didn't know what you were looking for, but of course the Hamlin hanger, beautiful homes.
12-minute mark of the second quarter. Ben Long, who, I think, Benny, you were impressed with his game tonight.
Yeah,
in fact, we were all impressed with his game, and this was one of the marks of the year. It's going to be hard to get beaten. At the 12-minute mark of the second quarter, he pulled down an absolute classic.
Had a fair little quarter here, Bucky, actually, for the Blues. Off the left foot, he goes inside.
Oh!
There is the Hamlin hanger. I tell you what, Ben Long went up, up and away, and he took the Hamlin hanger.
Was a great mark. It was, fantastic to see that tonight from that young kid. He's certainly coming along. He's having a good season.
He's developing nicely on halfback. Body's filled out a little bit and playing with a real confidence, which is evident in the Saints team. And speaking of confidence, the captain returned. I've had a look over your shoulder. He played an unlikely role. He went to the forward line, Jaron Geary, and he played a defensive role on Sam Doherty.
But he came Peter Hudson.
And all of a sudden, Ben's dubbed him the John Coleman medalist. And he is going to get the goal of the day, Bucky, for APCO service stations. Fresh food ready to go. Now, I might do this on the way home. Grab a toasted sandwich or a few steamed dimmies.
It's actually making me hungry.
A few steamed dimmies after the game. Tell us which one. Was it the first or the second?
Look, if you hadn't, I mean, the second goal, Chuck, was the one.
Was it? I thought it was the first.
Oh, 16-minute mark, I assume that is the second. But the thing is with Geary, he probably could have kicked two or three tonight.
He munged a couple.
So he was on fire, really, and didn't his teammates love it? So the APCO goal of the day goes to the... Is he still a skipper?
He is.
Jarryn Geary.
28 sausage rolls in 190 games. He'll kick from 47 metres. He comes in. Oh! Goodness me!
Sausage.
An APCO service station goal of the day. Straight out of the pie warmer. Flared the nozzies, that one.
I told you, Cass, he had a week off, and wasn't he up and about early, Cass?
That was good.
Wasn't he? What? He's been working on that material.
The funny thing
in
is,
isolation.
I know you look back and think, but those sort of two goals really helped just set the tone for the game. You're not expecting Geary to probably kick those two set shots. He does.
Yep.
His teammates are up and about. He's got it over Doherty early, and all St Kilda were going to Doherty to tell him all about it. And look, it was just helped set the tone for his team.
Beautiful stuff, Bucky. You've done a power of work tonight. Curse high. You've given us the Hamlin hanger. You've given us the APCO service station. You've been doing the Twitter. You've done a power of work.
Now I'm going to do my Blue Heaven milkshake.
You are. And what you're also going to do is you're going to bring me a $30 bottle of red, because that was our bet.
Benny, don't say that.
Don't bring me any sort of musket arrangements.
Don't tell him I've got a box of Aldi red.
Oh, Aldi.
And I'll change the labels on it.
Naked, bloody, no label stuff.
No,
again.
I'll bring you. Okay. That's fair. When did we see each other again, Chuck? Are you working on something?
No, I'm done this week.
How many litres are you getting a cask? We'll be doing all the games from K-Rock Studio, won't we? We'll be doing it from the foot of the Yu-Yangs in our hub.
Just repeat that, Mark, because we're sort of joking about it, but pre-match we heard the news, Mark Neild, about all Victorian teams
heading outside of the state. So we had three hubs, one in WA, one in New South Wales, and one in South East Queensland. That caused us a little bit of a geography nightmare. But one thing we do know, we are waiting to see which hub we're allowed to go to. So I'm looking forward to that. Oh, with the Cats going to WA, I'm pretty keen to head over there. And
wouldn't that be nice? Margaret River. If they just put the K-Rock team at Margaret River for a few weeks. Andy, if you're listening, we're more than happy to go into hub, sort of Margaret River style. Not sure that's going to happen, but we'll do our best. Tell you what, we will not miss a Geelong game. I can guarantee you that on K-Rock footy.
Absolutely. Another things we did learn that it came across in that media release that every one of the 10 Victorian clubs can expect to be away from home for at least 32 days and play 5 games. So that'll be...
It's going to cause some headaches for some.
Yeah, it will. Absolutely. We heard Cochin earlier in the week from the Richmond skipper say there might be a couple of players whose partners are expecting babies, etc., that may not
Bashel
go.
Bashel Hawley's one, I know.
Well, these are the four top suburbs in southeastern Queensland. Ripley, Jimboomba, Kalawundra West and Pimpama.
I think it's the last one.
Kalawundra is actually Caloundra.
Kalawundra. Oh, goodness me.
Fucking beautiful.
Goodness. Are we still on?
I need to get out more.
That's probably a good way.
Kalawundra.
Let's go, please.
I need to get some composure and tell you that tonight at Marvel Stadium, the Saints got the Chockies by 18 points, and our next game will be coming you from the Kalawundra West, and you've heard it all on K-Rock Footy.
Who goes towards King, Kinger!
Oh, that's right.
And there is a Hamlin hanger contender from King. In between a couple of blues, his mitts were strong.
Kicks a drop punt towards centre half forward, Big Harry. When Harry met Ben there, him solidly.
Oh, you can't give him 50 for that.
Well, he's given 50, so Long's going to run through the centre square.
That's great.
28 sausage rolls in 190 games. He'll kick from 47 metres. He comes in.
Oh!
Good! goodness me!
Crossing.
An APCO service station goal of the day! Straight out of the pie warmer! Flanders and Aussies, that one! Inside forward 50. Is that a good mark? It is. Umpire said no. Eddie Betts has stolen it. Eddie Betts around the corner. There's your APCO service station goal of the night! Something special from Eddie Betts. Off his left shoe. Oh, goodness me, Geary. Ferocious attack on the footy. Hamlin hanger contender.
That was Miley Cyrus stuff.
Ball.
Here he is.
Doing brilliantly well was Gresham. Runs to 47. Gresham's flying shot at goal. How will it sit? It's an APCO service station. Goal of the night contender, if you don't mind. He's got time for one bounce. Has he got time for two? Will he take a third? He lines up. He shoots a goal. And Butler!
He's good.
The Butler did it. He drills the goal. He's got Williamson working for him. Williamson will swing onto his left. Will he handball? He dodges, then he loses the footy. Oh. And then he fell over. And he handballed it straight to Butler. This is calamitous.
Powerful. Oh, speaking of powerful, the Frenchman's come forward over the French Alps and pulled down a Hamlin hanger. Pit net. 25 metres out, slight angle.
Bounce, swings onto his left, darts a low ball. Geary!
Oh, the wrecking ball again.
The Coleman medal favourite has marked it.
High ball, couldn't hold the mark, front and centre. Centre field, snapping ball. APCO service station, goal of the day. Blues stay in touch. Had a fair little quarter here, Bucky, actually, for the Blues. Off the left foot, he goes inside.
Oh!
There is the Hamlin hanger. I tell you what, Ben Long went up, up and away. And he took the Hamlin hanger. Let's see, is this going to be a shot for goal? It is a shot for goal. He roosts it long and high and straight. Beautiful kick by Jack Billings. Boundary throw in. Sorry, Neil, because Holler for a Marshall threw it onto his boot. Nunes overrun it. The wrecking ball. Geary got it to Membry. Membry kicks for goal. This might be the nail in the coffin.
When things aren't going his way, he's playing a position where you can have quiet days. He'll kick from 51. He hoists a long, long, long ball!
Luscious.
That was a luscious goal! Oh, Cripps, that was a brilliant front square road. Round the corner, Cripps!
Quality.
Cripps, APCO service station, goal of the night, late from the skipper.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.